We begin the current daf himself, B'sachim daf kufyud beis. We begin four lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, discussing different mazikin, demons, different kishuv, witchcraft, and ruach ra, different evil spirits. So the Gemara says, continuation of the previous sugya, yuda'a usya, if someone puts his hand by his lip, by his upper lip, which is near his nostril, and that's what he tends to do, so that's darga lepachta, that's a step, that's the ladder, it's the way to get to the fear that comes from this evil spirit. Similarly, yada apusa, if someone puts his hand on his forehead, dargalashensa, it's a step, it's a ladder towards getting, towards sleepiness. Tanu learn the braisa. Oichlun umashkin tachas amita, if there's food or drink under a bed, afilu mechupin b'kli barzel, even if it's covered with iron vessels, ruach ra shar alein, there's an evil spirit that there is under the bed, and even if it's covered with barzel, with iron, the evil spirit is still going to get to it. Tanu learn the braisa. A person should not drink water without a candle. Loyla b'lay revius, not on Tuesday night, but loyla b'lay shabbosis, and not on Friday nights. The imshas, and if he does drink, his blood is on his own head, which means that he has responsibility for his own life. Because of the danger. So the Gemara says, my sakana, what is the danger inherent in drinking water with no candle? That's because ruach ra, that's the evil spirit that rests on water on those Tuesday nights and Friday nights, as we see on this daf and the previous daf from that. Tuesday night and Friday nights, there's more of the element of the evil spirits, of the demons, and therefore, on those nights without a candle, there will be the evil spirit that's resting on the water. But if he's thirsty, what should he do? He's thirsty, he needs to drink. So that the Gemara says, and the other, the Gemara says, Lema, he should say, Shiva Kailais Sha'ama David Alamayim. He should say the seven voices, the seven sounds that David said on water. So since he wants to drink water, he should say these Kailais that David HaMelech said, V'had Nishti, and then drink. Shnomek says a pasuk in Tehillim, that Kaila Hashem Alamayim, the voice of Hashem is on the water. And again, this is where we're invoking the name of Hashem on the water, and therefore that should prevent the tragedy of the Ruach Ra. Kael HaKovid Hirim, the God of glory thunders. Hashem Amayim Rabim, Hashem is on the great waters. Kael Hashem B'Koyach, the voice of Hashem is with might. Kael Hashem B'Hadr, the voice of Hashem is with splendor. Kael Hashem Meshev HaRazim, the voice of Hashem breaks the cedars. Be'yishaber Hashem Es'azi Havan, that Hashem breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Kael Hashem Chaitziv L'Havaseish, the voice of Hashem breaks, it's a flame of fire. Kael Hashem Yochel Midbar, the voice of Hashem makes the desert quake. Yachal Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Hashem makes the desert of Kodesh shake. Kael Hashem Yechoyel HaYoles, the voice of Hashem makes the hinds shake. V'yechasev Yoreis, and he strips the forest bare. U'v'heichaloi Kulo Yom HaKavod, and in his temple, they're all talking about his honor. That's what a person should do if he's thirsty and has to drink water at those times when there's the Ruach Ra. V'loi, and if he can't or if it's not going to work, so then Lema Hochi should say the following. Lul Shafan, a nigroin on their duffin, which Rashbam says that this is a lachash, this is just an incantation that someone says upon the water. Ben keich ve'yesivna, that between the stars I sit. Ben b'liyei shmeini azilna, that I go between the fat and the skinny. In other words, there are people around me. There's fatter ones than me, the skinnier ones than me. Choose them and leave me. That's what a person should say when he wants to drink the water. V'ilayin, if not. If there's another person with him, so nisare, he should wake him up. The lame man says as follows, Palanya bar palansa, such and such a fellow, the son of such and such a woman, which is a reference to himself, is thirsty for water. Vahadanishanefi tells it to that person, and then the shadim know that there's another person around, then they can go ahead and drink the water. Viloinim, there is no other person around. So Mekarkish Nachtama Chatzva, he should rattle the lid of the barrel, and then drink. Again, noise and speaking and other people always scare away the shade and the demons. Viloin, if he can't do that either. So Nishti Bamidi, he should throw something into the water, and then drink it. Tarnabam, we're in the Braisa. La'yishto Adamayim, a person should not drink water, not from the rivers, not from the ponds, but Laila at night time. And if he does drink, then the blood is on his head, and that's because of the danger. What is the danger of drinking the water from these ponds at nighttime? That's the danger of blindness. And if he's thirsty, what should he do? He needs to drink. So if there's someone else with him, he should tell him, Planya bar palansa, in reference to himself, this person, the son of that woman, is thirsty for water. And if he can't do that, if there's no other person, then he should tell himself, he should be speaking, but vocalizing it to himself, Planya, such a person, Amrli Imi, my mother told me, is Daher, be careful, mi Shavriri, Shavriri, Briri, Riri, Yiri, Ri. Tzachina, Maya, I'm thirsty, vote for water. Bekisi Chivari, in a white cup, which is a reference to that who's in charge of the earthenware cups, which are white. And what he does is he keeps on breaking down the word from the danger, Shavriri, breaking down every letter at a time, which in a sense scares away the shade, that as if he's disappearing. Now the Gemara returns to our Mishnah that spoke about the chiv of the Dali Kaisa, that everybody has to have the four cups of wine by the Seder night. So the Mishnah said, even the poorest of the poor, who doesn't even have enough for two meals for that day, who eats from the platter that's given out for a person that doesn't have two meals of a day, he also has to take from tzedakah to have for the four cups of wine. So the Gemara says, Peshitta, when it's pretty obvious, why is he different than anybody else? And then the Gemara says, Loi nitzrucha, it was necessary to say the halacha, elafil Rabbi Kiva. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amma that he said, Asesha batcha choyel batetarach labriyas. Rabbi Kiva said that although there's a mitzvah of kovid and oinling of Shabbos, a person should make his Shabbos weekdayish and not have to come out to people to take their money to then provide for him for the Shabbos meal. So therefore, I would think to say that here would be the same thing for the Dalit Kaisis. Rather not come on to people, and because you don't have money, you won't have the Dalit Kaisis. On that, the Gemara says, Hacha mishum pasumi nisamayid. Here, because of the publication and the publicizing of the miracle, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that the poor person would have to go ahead and do whatever it takes and come on to people to have the four cups of wine for the Seder night. So similar to this, related to this, Tandav Eliyahu, who has learned a brice in the yeshiva of Eliyahu, that said, Afa pisham Rabbi Kiva asi shabbat chachoyl, valtetztarach labris. Although Rabbi Kiva said, that make your Shabbos weekdayish, and that don't have to come on to people, but he has to do a little bit. He has to do something for the covenant of Shabbos in this house. What is an example of that? Although you're not really going to have like everybody else because you don't want to come out to tzedakah, but you have to do something. Papa, that's kasa d'harsana. That was a dish which was small fish that was fried in the fats of their intestines together with flour. That's something. He's stretching himself because he can't even afford that, but he's got to do something. Although he's not going to have like everyone else because he's not come on to tzedakah. Because now, like we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, that says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, he says, Hava az kanomer, you should be bold like a leopard, which that means to say that you should strengthen yourself in mitzvahs more than you can. You have to stretch your limits a little bit. And that's what the halacha we said, you have to at least a davar mu'it, at least get kasa the harsana, even though you can't afford it. Because you have to push your limits, you have to be bold like a leopard, v'kal kanesher, light like an eagle, rutz katzvi, swift like a deer, v'gibu kari, and mighty like a lion. Lasses return to Vicha Shabbashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. So now the Gemara continues with the next statements, which one of them is the halacha that we just quoted. So turn on Lutna Braisa. Shiva Dvarm Tzivir Rabbi Kiva Es Rabbi Yeshua Benoit. There are seven things that Rabbi Kiva commanded his son Rabbi Yeshua. Now, that is as Rashbam explains, the famous Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was the son of Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva was bold, and that's why he was called Karcha, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Becheiros, and Daf Nun Chesed Min Aleph, that Benazai said that all the sages in the Jewish people are, to me, like the peel of a garlic, which is like nothing. Except, he said, Menakarech Hazef, in this bold one, which was a reference to Rabbi Kiva, and that's why Rabbi Shua, his son, is called Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So he told his son Rabbi Shua these seven things. Beni, my son, Al Teshev Begoyvish Shal Ir V'Tishna. Don't sit at the height of the city and learn over there, because that's a place where everybody comes and goes, and they're going to be mevatel you from your learning, and they're going to interrupt you. Don't live in a city that its leaders are Talmudic sages, because they're going to be busy learning, and they're not going to be busy involved with the needs of the public. Don't go into your house just suddenly. Rather, make some noise before you're coming into your house, because maybe they're doing things of privacy. As the Medrash brings the Meikar Rabbah, the Rabbi Yechanan, before he would go into a house, he would shake, he would make noise, because it says in the Pasuk, Vanishma Koyle Bavoy LaKoyish, they heard the Kohen Gadol when he went into the Kohen Kachim, because the bells on the bottom of the mill would shake, would make noise. That's the idea, you have to go out and knock on the door, make some noise before you come in. And Kolshkin LaBeis Chavercha, so that's going into your own house, most definitely when you're going into the house of your friend. Val Timnem in Olam Raglecha, don't hold back from having shoes on your feet, because it's embarrassing for a Talmud Chacham to go barefoot, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Navkuf Chav Tesim, Amad Alef, that a person should sell whatever he has and buy shoes for his feet. Hashkin V'achol, get up and eat, Bekayitz Mnechama, in the summertime because of the sun, Ubechayiv in the wintertime, Mneatzin, because of the cold. It's good to have breakfast early in the morning. And this is what the halacha we said before, and this is one of the seven things he told him. Make your Shabbos a weekday type of a meal, and don't have to come out, don't come out to other people to have to take tzedakah. And you should work together with somebody that it, the times are good for him right now. So Amar Papa, Papa says, he explains this halacha. He says, Loyla mizvin mine, it doesn't mean to purchase from him, and not to sell to him. And that's because since the good times are going for him, so he's going to be, get the better part of the deal either way, if he's the purchaser or the seller. Rather, what it means is to take a partnership with him, so whatever he's successful at, you'll be successful too. However, the Gemara says, but now that we know that what Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak had explained, that Midas said, what does it mean in Pasuk in Eiv, that the handy, his handiwork you have blessed, that it means call a noitel pruta me'iv misbarach, that whoever even took money from Eiv was blessed. So we see it's not just partnership with him, but even taking or giving to and from Eiv. Then afil mizvin minei v'lizvuni lei shaper dami. Then even the halacha would apply to be, if someone's successful, it would even be to purchase from him or to sell him. The same thing would apply that you're also going to get beirachta, you're going to get the same bracha as he has. So other things that Rabbi Kiva had told. There are five things that Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai when he was imprisoned in jail, as the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos of Samach Alf on the base, that he was caught teaching Torah and he was thrown into jail. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, my teacher, lamdeini Torah, teach me Torah. So Amalei says, I'm not going to teach you. And that's because since he was involved in teaching Torah, that's why he was thrown into jail. So he didn't want to go ahead and do this to Reb Shimon ben Yochai also. So Amalei said to him, he told Reb Kiva, if you don't teach me Torah, I'm going to tell my father Yochai, he's going to give over to the government. So although you're in jail, you'll be even bigger hot water. So Amalei, Reb Kiva told him, he says, Bini, my son, more than the calf wants to nurse, power writes lehenik. The mother cow wants to go ahead and suckle, wants to give the calf food to eat. And therefore, don't think that I'm not in more pain than you are, that I'm not teaching you. So Amalei, Reb Shimon Yochai told him, Umi b'sakana. But who is in danger over here? Valoi egel b'sakana. It's the calf that's in danger. In other words, what do you care? I know I'm putting my life in danger by learning Torah and then disseminating it, but what do you care? So Amalei, so therefore he told him these five halachas that we mentioned that he told him. It says, in b'kashto lechanuk, if you want to choke yourself, he tolei be'ilun gadol. Go hang yourself from a large tree. Now, he was saying a reference to choking himself because he was saying you're putting yourself in danger. But what he was telling him together with that was that hanging from a large tree means to say, go ahead and learn in front of a great teacher and then say over sayings from him and then people are going to listen to you. Is that what it means? Hang yourself from a great tree. In other words, such some big talmid chacham, you hear things from him and you repeat it, people are going to think highly of you and listen to you because you're saying over great teachings from a great Rebbe. Another thing he told them was, when you teach your son, lamdeyu mi sefer muga, teach him from a corrected sefer that it doesn't have any errors inside. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what is that a reference to? So I'm a Rava. Rava says, v'yitem et samsi Rav Masharashia, it means bechadita. It means when the child is just starting to learn for the first time. And the reason is the shabeshta, because a mistake, keeping the al, once it enters. In other words, this is the first impression that he has. It's like wet cement, it's going to stay there forever. That's when the person really has to be careful that it's given over in its pristine and its correct fashion. Another thing he told him was, like tavashal b'kedera shabishal b'chavercha, don't cook in a pot that your friend cooked. Now, that's a reference to my niu, what is that? So that's grusha b'chaye balo. That's a divorced woman when her husband is still alive. Don't marry her. Damamar, because the master had said, Garush shenasa grusha, a divorced man that marries a divorced woman, arba deis b'mita. There are four people in the bed during cohabitation, because this, the man, has his thoughts on his first wife, and she has her thoughts on her first husband. And as Rashbam brings, there's a brayse that tells us that a person should not have relations with his wife and have his eye, his thoughts about another woman, because his sons are then close to being considered mamzerim. And that's because, as the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim calls it, they're the sons of the Grushas Halev. She's divorced from his heart. And therefore, don't marry a divorced woman when her husband's still alive, because she's going to be thinking about her husband, and that's going to be the challenges of related to Tashmish Amita. Viba Yisema, and if you want, you could say, Afilab Almana, that it's a reference even to marrying a woman that's widowed. even then, even that type of woman, he should not marry. And the reason is lafi, and we continue on to Amud Beis, she ain't called its boy shavus, because not all fingers are the same. And that's a euphemism to the male member, and that's because since his tashmish with her won't be as pleasing to her as her first husband, so then she's going to hate him. And therefore, since she has that experience already, that's what he was referring to when he says, don't cook in the pot that your friend cooked. It meant even almana because of that comparison. Another thing he told him was, mitzvah v'guf gadol. If you want to accomplish a mitzvah and to have a large body, which means to say that if you want to do a mitzvah and also have reward and make money off it, then oichel peiris v'lo yischar. And those have the girsa loy with a vav, meaning eat the fruit and you're also going to get reward, which means to say, lend money to your friend on his land. And that is, he has land, but he needs capital to go ahead and make a purchase. So you take, let's say you lend him $100, and you're going to be taking a certain rate for using the produce from his land, which is at a good rate you're going to get, which is, as the Gemara B'Metzia explains, is called mashkanta desura. Desura, in Sura they had this proposition that they had used, which was that the one who's lending the money is really getting back a great return on his land, because although he's lending less $100, the produce he's going to be taking is going to be worth like $300, $400, much more money. And therefore, but you're doing a great favor for him because he's not losing his land. He's getting it back. You're just eating the payers, and he'll be having capital to go ahead and do the venture that he wants to. So therefore, you're doing a mitzvah, and you're also getting a lot of money. Another thing he told him was, mitzvah v'guf tahar. If you want to do a mitzvah and have a pure body, you marry a woman and you'll have sons, and therefore you're going to be doing a mitzvah, and you're also going to have a pure body because all the desires that you have will be fulfilled with your wife. Another thing, another thing that someone told others different things was Rabbeinu HaKadosh that told his son, he told him four things. He says, don't live in Shachnitziv. Because they're scoffers, they're mockers, and they're going to draw you with their litzanis, with their mockery. Another thing he told them was, don't sit on our Aramean bed. Now, there's three interpretations of what that actually means. Those that say, don't go to sleep without saying Krishma before, which that's like the customs of Armenians. They just go to sleep. They don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they go to sleep. They get down with those that say, don't marry a female convert. And that is because, as Rashbam explains, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Dal Amid Aleph explains, that a ger, up until 10 generations, we say, don't embarrass our meaning in front of them, which means to say they still have an element of their prior culture, of their prior, where they're coming from that nationality, up till 10 generations. So therefore, don't go ahead and marry a geyeris. Those that say, our mois mamish, it means actually don't sit on an Armenian bed. Why is that? That's because of the incident that happened with Rav Papa. That is, what happened is that there was a certain Armenian that owed him a certain amount of money. And he came into our house to collect the debt. And what she did was she choked and killed her son. She put him on the bed. And when Rav Papa came in, she told him, go sit down for a moment here on this bed until I come back with the money. And that's what he did. And when she came, she says, look, you killed my son. And she made him flee the country. So because of that, the chamor mesakin, that a person should not sit on an Armenian bed. Another thing he told them was about tavriach atzmuch ben ameches. Don't try to avoid, to run away from paying your taxes. Because maybe they're going to find you. The shakam enoch kol deslach, and they're going to take away everything that you have. So the amount that they want, give them, because the loss is going to be even greater. Val tamad bifnei hasher. Don't stand in front of an ox. B'shosha oylem in ha'agam, when he's coming up from the swampland. Because the satan, the evil incarnation, is dancing between his horns, which Rashbam says doesn't necessarily mean that. It means that he goes what's called mishuga. He goes crazy, as the Gemara will explain what happens. So Amar Rishmul explains, we're talking about b'shor shachar, we're talking about by a black ox, ubiyomi nisan, in the days of nisan, which is when the vegetation is starting to sprout, and his heart is broadening, he's getting excited, and then he gores. That's a time when you have to be careful. Similar, Tana Rav Oishia, you have to distance yourself from a Shur Tam, which is any ox that did not gore at least two or three times a distance of 50 Amah. But from an ox that already gored three times, as far as the eye can see, you have to keep and clear the distance from him. So Tanu Rishmei Reb Meir, Reish Tura Bidikula. If the head of the ox is in a basket, and this is saying a chiddush, that even when his head is in the basket and he's busy because he's eating, and still sak le'igra go up to the roof, v'shadi dargam etusech, and throw the ladder down, in other words, because maybe the ox is going to come run after you, so even that's how careful you have to be from the ox, you even have to throw the ladder down, even though he's busy eating from his basket. Amar Rav, Rav says, nizza de tura, if you want to scream at the ox, either to chase it away or that to get it to do its work, and that's the same for all these. When it says nizza, it's when you want to scream at it to do what you want it to do. So regarding the ox, it's hein hein. Nizza de arye, the scream that you have to do for the lion is zeze. Nizza de gamla, the screaming that you have to do for the camel is dada. Nizza de arva, the screaming that you have to do for the ship, and that is if you want to pull it with ropes and to bring it into the river, is hilni hiya hili vihilik hulia. That's the sounds you have to do when there are people pulling the boat into the water. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, ur, skin, dag, fish, v'kais and kais, cham and hot water, ubeitzim and eggs, v'kinim levonim and white lice, kulon kashon davar achar. They're all harmful for davar achar to cause tsaras. And the Gemara is going to explain each one individually. Ur, what does it mean that skin causes tsaras? Mandigani amashcha, I mean someone that's sleeping, that's laying down on the skin before the work was completed, the tzala of a tanner, as the Gemara explains above Basra, that's the term of tzalala. So before the skin is fully tanned, if someone lays down on it, that causes tzaras. Dag, what does it mean fish causes tzaras? That's specifically shivuta b'yam nisan, that's the shivuta fish in the days of Nisan. Kais is shiura kasa deharsan. That's a reference to the leftovers of this dish that we spoke about in Oman Aleph, of the small fish that are fried in their fats. And the flour, that leftovers causes tsaras. Cham and hot water, that's a reference to chamimi de chamimi. Hot, hot water that mishadri leve, that he throws on himself. That is, if he customarily takes very hot water and pours it on himself, more hot than it should be, that causes tsaras. Bates and eggs, that's a reference to madmadrich aklipim, for someone that steps on eggshells. And kinim levonim, what does it mean? White lice, that's mandem achavra levushe. It means it's a reference to someone that he washes his clothing. But v'leinotur leitam neyoyme, he doesn't wait 8 days. V'hadur lavashla, and then he goes ahead and he puts on his clothing before 8 days are up, from when he had washed it. Therefore, baryan hanach kinim, then these lice are still alive, they have their chiyas still inside of them. And therefore, all these things, v'koshon davar achar, they're harmful to creating tsaras by a person. Amar Papa, Papa says, Beisa de isbe shunra, a house that has a cat, loynel ba inish ba loy mesani, a person should not enter into that house without shoes. In my time, what's the reason? Pshum de shunra kot de lechivya v'achle, because a cat kills snakes and eats it. Now, v'isbe bechivya garme katini, in a snake, there are small little bones. V'iyosav lo garme de chivya akari, and now since there's these small bones around, if the small little bone goes into his foot, leinofik v'stakinle, it's not going to be able to come out, and it's going to cause him harm. Irgadarme, those that say a different version, based on the less beishon, a house that does not have a cat, leinel be'inish b'hakra, a person should not go into such a house when it's dark. My time, what's the reason? Because maybe a snake's going to wrap himself around his foot and he's not going to realize and he's going to be in danger. And that's because since there's no cat to eat up the snake and it's dark and he can't see it, therefore someone should not go into such a house when it's dark. Now the Gemara continues with different things that were taught, a certain list of things to other people. Gimel Dvarm Tziv Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe. There were three things that Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yisrael taught Rebbe. And the Gemara says, Makash Simon, this mnemonic of Makash is the sign. That is, Altas Mum Ba'atzbacha, the first letter, the Mem, is Mum. Do not make a blemish to yourself. Don't cause yourself harm. Now, Mahi, what does that mean? Don't have a Din Taira, a court case, with three different people. Don't take on three people. And the reason is, because the Chad have a Bal Dinach, because what they're going to do is, they're going to make this ploy that one will be your litigant, betray Sahadi, and the other two will be witnesses, and they're going to split it amongst the three of them. And because they're going to hate you, that you're fighting with them, they're going to do this trick on you to be able to get out of you, because they'll have one person and the other two will be Adam. V'altamad ala mekach, another thing he told them was, and this is the kuf of mekach, don't stand by the merchandise to go ahead and purchase it, and the seller is a Jewish person, b'shol she'en l'chadam, at a time when you don't have money, to go ahead and purchase this merchandise, and you're going to create a loss for the seller because for nothing, because there's no one else is going to buy it, because since you look like you're involved in purchasing it, so people say, oh, he's buying it, we're not going to even look at it, and therefore don't stand near it because then he's going to lose other buyers. Third thing he told him was, ishtacha tavla, if your wife just went to the mikveh and immersed, al tezakik lo laila rishayna, do not be with her the first night. And the Gemara qualifies this. I'm a Rav. We're talking about Ubanida Dairaisa. We're talking about a Nida on the biblical halacha. And that is before, which that's how Nashim is manazeh, before they're stringent on themselves, which is that for any blood, whether it's B'mei Nida or B'mei Ziva, that they keep 7 clean days, which is how they do it today. In the biblical times, before the Rabbanan, that is when they were able to see blood for the entire 7 days, still if she stopped seeing blood by the end, she was able to immerse the night of the 8th day and then have Tashmish. Don't be together on that night. And Hoyle, the reason is that since she just saw blood just today, just before, and now by nighttime she didn't yet see, but v'huchzig ma'in pesuach, she already has been established for the last 7 days that she's an open fountain, which means that she has blood that's been flowing. And dil mamash chaziva, maybe she's going to have ziva now that her days of nida are over, and she's going to have a flow of blood and ziva during the tashmish. So wait during this evening. Don't be together the first time and wait to see, to make sure that she really stopped bleeding, which is not applicable today because now we have Shiv Nikim, 7 clean days, no matter when a woman sees blood, and therefore that wouldn't apply. Shleisha Dvarm Tziva Rebbe Yisib Rebbe Yehuda Es Rebbe. So there's 3 things that Rebbe Yehuda told Rebbe. Al Teitzi Yechida Balayla, do not go out alone at nighttime. Second thing he told him was, Val Tamed Befnei HaAner Arim, do not stand in front of a candle naked. And the third thing was, Val Tikonis Lamerchetz Chadish, don't go into a new bathhouse, Shema Tifchis, maybe it's going to cave in. And the way they used to have with their bathhouse was underneath was boiling hot water, and if it caves in, it's going to be danger to his life by falling into the bathhouse. So Ad Kama, so they ask, how long is a new bathhouse that you shouldn't go in? So I'm Rav Shmuel Levi, Ad Yud Bishchadish, until 12 months, but once those 12 months have passed, then you could go already into that bathhouse. So one of the things he said was, Val Tamed Bifnei HaNer Arim, don't stand in front of a candle naked. Time like we learned the Braisa. Ha'imid b'fnei ha'ner arm. If someone stands in front of a candle naked, havenichva, he becomes epileptic. Fa'mishamish mitasla aner. And the Braisa says that if someone has tashmish ha'mita, if he cohabits in front to the light of a candle, then havele banim nichven, then he has sons, he has children that are epileptic. Time like we learned the Braisa. Ha'mishamish mitasla al-mita shetinik yoshnale. If someone has relations on a bed that a child is sleeping on, so that child becomes epileptic. However, we only said this if he wasn't yet a year old. I will have a bar shata listen, but if it was at least a year old, then we're not concerned about that. And also, we only said this if he was sleeping by the foot of the bed. But if he was sleeping by the head of the bed, then also we're not concerned about that. Also, we only said this concern only if he did not put his hand on him. But if he put his hand on him, again, that's not concerned. So again, it's only if he's less than a year old, and if he's by the foot of the bed, and that his hand is not on him. So then he also said, don't go ahead outside alone at night. It's kind of like we learned the Braisa. A person should not go alone outside by nighttime. Not on Tuesday nights, which are the night of Wednesday, which that's when the halachic night of Wednesday begins. It's on Tuesday night. And not on Friday nights. And the reason is, because Agris, one of the names we mentioned previous regarding the demons, the daughter of Machlas, she and 18 myriads, which each myriad is 10,000, of destroying angels, they go out. Each one has permission to destroy on its own. So the Gemara tells them, it used to be originally that they were around the entire day, these demons. Now, one day, she met up with Reb Chanina ben Daisa. So Amrle, she told him, he loved the machrez on Lach Berikia. So this is what Agris Bas Machlas told him that if not that they announced about you in the heavens, that Hizaru Bechanina b'tayrasa, be careful with Chanina and his Torah, Sakantach, I would cause harm to you. So Malasi told her, Ichashivna Birki, if I'm so respected in the heavens, so Geizer on the Alecha, so I decree upon you, that you should not go amongst the populated areas of the world forever. So Amalei, so she told him, B'matusim, I beg of you, Shavakli Rav Chapurta, leave me at least a little space somewhere to be here. So Shavakla, Leila Shabbos, Vele Ravias. So he left for her Friday nights and Tuesday nights. B'suchadizim, and then there was another time that Pogibe Babaya, she met up with Abaya. So Amalei, so she told him, Ilav de machriyaz Allah berkiah. If not, they announce about you in the heavens. He zahuru ben Nachmeni b'tarah. Be careful with Nachmeni and his Torah, which that's a reference to Abaya, and that's because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni brought him up. That's why he was called by the family name Nachmeni, by the grandfather, by the father's name. So havasakandach. If not that they said that you're so great, I would cause harm to you. So Amalei, so he told her, Ichashiv ne berkiah. If I'm respected in the heavens, gezrene alaychi shleit haver biyishiv la'olam. Then I decree upon you that you should not go amongst the populated areas of the world forever. So another Gemara asked, Ayhokachazina da'avra. What do you mean? If that's what Abaya was geyser, but we see that there are demons that pass through this populated areas of the world. So I mean, they said that's only hani, and we continue on top of Kofi Gimel and Aleph gaz yoseninim. That's only those demons when they're going through the alleyways, which are the narrow paths in the vineyards. The Shamti Susoya, that their horses run away into the populated areas of the world of Asur Darvalu, and they go after it to chase it. Therefore, that they're really not going into the populated areas, but when the horses run away and they run after it to catch it, that's when they're there and that's when they cause harm. But generally, like Abaye was geyser, the demons are not in the Yishuv Li'olam.